Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Kirk, K-I-R-K, Mangan, M-A-N-G-A-N. Address is 3369 Milky Way, Biggs, California, 95917, phone 530-683-6695, ID is XXXXXX0682. Date of birth is 6-5-1954. 67-year-old, retired. Man, pharmacy, I'm sorry, is insurance is Medicare. Pharmacy is CVS Gridley, 530-846-3634. It's addressed to Mintra, M-I-N-T-R-A-S-A-E-F-O-N-G, P-A-C, below that, Dr. Roy Bishop, M-D. Below that, Argyle Medical Group. Below that, 100 Independent Circle. Below that, Chico, California, 95973-0258. Phone 530-899-0130. Fax 530-899-0142. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for persistent tremor. Dear Mintra, Seifong, Dr. Bishop, and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Kirk Mangan for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you know. Kirk was previously under the care of Dr. Stuart, no, Dr. Brandon Stark, now transition to your care with a complex medical history complicated by chronic alcoholism. New paragraph. He reports for at least the last 6 months that he has had a persistent and rhythmic tremor in his upper extremities, and complains of additional distal pain in the muscles of his legs and symptoms of neuropathy in his feet. New paragraph. He continues to drink his alcohol, reported to be up to 40 beers per day, indicating that when he drinks, his tremor improves. New paragraph. His comprehensive medical records, kindly provided by your office, show additional findings, colon, and then ellipses vertically, history of pituitary microadenoma, chronic knee pain, chronic neck and back pain, bilateral hearing loss. You're listing these vertically. Crohn's disease, extrinsic asthma, pernicious anemia, chronic tension headaches, previous sinusitis, testicular dysfunction, vitamin D deficiency, restless leg syndrome, left upper extremity skin cancer, perichondritis, left external ear, essential hypertension, previous episode of major depression, obesity, umbilical hernia, Barrett's esophagus, hiatal hernia, vitamin D deficiency, kidney stones, history of plantar fascial fibromatosis, history of viral warts, history of chronic anxiety state, new paragraph. He didn't have secondary?
No.
Well, this is one of those things that I could have reviewed and basically said no. New paragraph, review of systems. Additional findings include history of epistaxis, tinnitus, sinus disease, pruritus, history of possible claudication. Erectile dysfunction and difficulty with bladder emptying. The paragraph family history was positive for arthritis, cancer in both parents, diabetes in his mother, hypertension in his mother, arthritis in his mother, subparagraph, no family history of asthma, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, hypertension, heart disease or stroke, tuberculosis, mental illness or other disease, new paragraph, personal and family health history, he completed high school, the 12th grade. He is married. He takes alcohol on a daily basis. He chews tobacco. He lives with his wife. There are no children at home. He is retired, gives a previous history of exposures to stress, hazardous substances, and heavy lifting, exposure to fumes, dust, and solvents. He's not currently employed, previously working as a mechanic and welder. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. He has a history of previous fracture, problems with his back and knees. Injury to his thumb treated 1970, injury to his foot treated 1985. Hospitalized 1989, blood transfusion at that time. Operations, Lucy's vertically, hernia orifice, 1960, thumb fracture, 1970, foot fracture, 1985, eardrum rupture, 1973. He reports prolonged treatment for his asthma. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, no symptoms. He reports numbness and tinnitus. Head, he denied neuralgia, headaches. New paragraph, neck. He reports loss of grip strength in both hands with numbness. He did not report symptoms involving his upper back and arms, middle back, low back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hips, ankles, or feet. New paragraph, neurological review of symptoms. He reports that he has musculoskeletal stiffness and muscular pain that is chronic, increased in the last several months. He has difficulty arising from a low chair, subparagraph. He has a history of lumbago and cervicalgia. New paragraph, his tremor can be at times impairing, making utilization of hand implements and tools difficult, difficult with writing, improved when he drinks alcohol. New paragraph. Examination. General Kirk Mangan is a late middle-aged, right-handed, pleasant adult man who is today alert, oriented, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances, concerned about his tremor and symptoms. His thinking is otherwise logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances. His immediate, recent, remote memories are relatively preserved with some sketchiness. is thinking is logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate. New paragraph. There's no unusual ideation. New paragraph. His recollection is delayed but preserved. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are preserved. There's no history of double vision, loss of smell or taste, difficulty with phonation. New paragraph. Motor examination. Manual testing upper and lower extremities demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and strength. His sensory examination is reduced distally in the lower extremities. Bilaterally, in a symmetrical fashion. New paragraph. Deep tendon reflexes. They are mild to moderately brisk at the patellar, preserved at the Achilles. New paragraph. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes is unremarkable. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal. Rapid alternating successive movements are completed. Fine motor speed testing demonstrates bradykinesia with halting characteristics. New paragraph. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers demonstrates slight to mild inducible diffuse neuromuscular resistance with presence of cogwheeling bilaterally, particularly in the upper extremities. New paragraph. Overall, cognitive processing, motor speed processing demonstrates evidence for a mild bradykinesia. New paragraphs. Ambulatory examination remains relatively fluid with preserved turning maneuvers. Tandem gait was not attempted. Romberg would be considered to be possibly positive. New paragraph. Special cerebellar testing for tremor discloses a relatively slow rhythmic symmetrical tremor bilaterally that on hand and wrist extension appears to be nearly flapping. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Kirk Mangan presents with a clinical history of the apparent systemic manifestations of chronic alcoholism, including a probable alcohol-induced tremor that may be of cerebellar or metabolic etiology. New paragraph. MR imaging of the brain does disclose cerebrocortical atrophy without serious ischemic changes. New paragraph. With the clinical manifestations of cognitive impairment further evaluation for alcohol-related disease is indicated. New paragraph. I am ordering advanced liver panel with serum ammonia. New paragraph. We'll obtain magnesium and alcohol-related CDT testing. Immunofixation for an elevated globulin level, methylmalonic acid level for history of pernicious anemia, serum magnesium, D-dimer, C-reactive protein, sed rate. New paragraph. I'm scheduling him for a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study for further evaluation of his clinical manifestations that may reflect alcohol-related cerebral degeneration. New paragraph. I'm asking him to return. We will obtain home sleep testing as well to exclude associated obstructive sleep apnea on an ongoing basis where he would require further investigation or continued treatment with his previous history. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation, follow-up, and consideration of initiation of treatment for tremor. New paragraph. I'll send a full report at that time.